From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader, along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman speaking in English asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to install a strict Islamic state in Somalia since 2006. An explosion struck the Afghan capital Kabul on Friday evening, killing one person, wounding 11 others. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility and said one of its suicide bombers had carried out the attack. The blast hit a central residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are also located. The target of that attack not immediately clear. Also in news, police in India say a small group of gunmen attacked an Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan early today. Officials saying two of the attackers are believed killed during that shootout with soldiers at the base. They say gunfire is ongoing, but few other details are available right now. Indian officials say they are still trying to identify the attackers. This is VOA News.